This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the central government is working towards making country's higher education system more advanced and research-oriented. He also highlighted the government's efforts to create the most comprehensive and complete skilling system in the world. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the newly built campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar today. The Prime Minister also visited the ruins of ancient Nalanda University. The ruins of ancient Nalanda were declared as UN Heritage Site in 2016. Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists in New Delhi ahead of the General Budget 2024-25. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs, Revenue, Financial Services and Corporate Affairs, and Chief Economic Advisor. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and another accused Vinod Chauhan till the 3rd of July in a money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam. Both were produced before the court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail after the expiry of their judicial custody. The AAP leader was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 21st of March. In total, there are 38 accused in the ED case, including former Minister Manish Sisodia. As the country grapples with the persistent heat wave and an unprecedented rise in power demand, the Coal Ministry has said that it is ensuring that the country's thermal power plants are well stocked. A statement released by the Coal Ministry today said the country has experienced the highest ever coal-based power demand this year with a 7.3% increase compared to the previous years. In response, coal stocks at power plants have also seen a significant rise. Presently, these stocks have surpassed 45 million tons at the country's thermal power plants, marking over 31% increase from the same period last year when the stock stood at 34.25 million tons. The ministry also informed that the total coal stock across the nation, including mines, transit and power plants, currently exceeds 144.68 million metric tons. As several parts of the country reel under severe heat wave, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the heat wave situation and preparedness of the central government hospitals and directed for special heat stroke units to be set up in these hospitals. He instructed the officials to ensure that all hospitals are prepared for providing the best health care to the affected. Sources said the health ministry is also working on a new advisory considering the prevalent heat wave situation, especially in northern India. Meanwhile, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital RML in the national capital has confirmed that 9 people have died due to heat stroke related illnesses in the last 3 weeks in the hospital. Safdarjung Hospital in the city has also reported 9 deaths. More than 550 pilgrims have lost their lives due to scorching heat wave during the Hajj pilgrimage at Mecca in Saudi Arabia, with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most significant losses, with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heat stroke and related illnesses. Diplomatic sources from Jordan report at least 60 fatalities among their citizens, with the number expected to rise. The India Met Department, IMD, has said that North India is expected to experience partial respite from heat wave tomorrow and the day after due to a western disturbance impacting the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting tomorrow. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Super 8 stage is set to begin today. South Africa will lock horns with USA in Antigua and Barbuda at 8 this evening. Indian cricket team are all set to start their campaign in Super 8 stage with a clash against Afghanistan in Barbados tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.